Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Then a woman comes into the picture, and then we're like, Charisse! And for the next, like, probably 10 minutes of the film, we think that this
maybe
woman
this
is
Charisse. Yeah.
So then, okay, what Lynx and I did was afterwards we went and we listened to Charisse Neal and Bobby Jean Brown's episode that of their show, Bobby
Sweet
and Charisse's
and
Sweet and Sour Hour. And they recorded something a day after The Dirt came out.
Yeah.
And so Charisse was saying, I didn't meet him at a mud wrestling place. It was at a pool party. And I just clicked in that this woman who we originally thought was Charisse, they met
at
a
pool
party.
Yeah.
So Vince probably just like forgot and was like,
yeah, maybe
I think
he like melded
some
two
yeah.
women together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if Charisse was even watching that film like, is this me?
Yeah, is this one supposed to be me? Although we know that she interviewed the
right.
girl who did
That's
play
right.
her, so she did know who the actress was. And then, so we've got a scene where like the girl who we think is Charisse, but turns out she's not Charisse, is sitting with Vince and they're like sitting beside a pool. No, sorry, a bathtub, and they're doing cocaine. And I'm like, whoa, this is the most mellow cocaine session I've ever seen in my life, because I've only ever done it one time in my life, and I can tell you it was not mellow.
No.
I was like, man, turn up the music louder, and like, I really want to tell you a secret right now, and like, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, I bet the hotel pool is open already, and I
you
was
weren't just like lying there like all sexy being like, what is it you want most in life at this very moment?
And then guess what Lynx said?
It's like, oh, he wants a blowjob.
And then he's like, yeah, baby, I want a blowjob.
Yeah, that was not hard to figure out.
Yeah, so, yeah.
There was a fun groupie-related scene later on with Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee was engaged to this woman who was
I don't know who that was supposed to be.
And she's got some like attitude.
Yeah.
Tommy introduces his fiance to the mother, and the mother, like, they made it very clear that when Tommy's father met his mother, she spoke no English. Mm-hmm. And so English wasn't her first language.
Yeah.
So the mother was like, oh, she is what you call a groupie?
Yeah. And then said girl looks very unhappy with said comment.
Yeah, she like puts her hand up to her face and like looks at the mother sideways and walks away. And then the mom's like, what? But you say it like it's the best thing in the world.
Yes.
Which
is
we
the
laughed
best.
At.
Yes.
Like, because, of course, if we see a woman being like, you know, like getting offended about being called a groupie, obviously it was the 80s, so they probably were being offended at this point, but being mm-hmm. called that. But then it just sort of reiterates, and I think it's a wink to the, like, it was the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
And that's how the boys thought about it.
Absolutely. I mean, without these women, without these groupies, these men wouldn't have had those stories. So, of course, they're going to love these women.
Yeah.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.